On this week's House Matters, $1 billion allocated for housing project for tourism workers. Tourism pension plan to be tabled in Parliament soon, and over $1 billion to be invested in the National Service Corps. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The Minister of Tourism has allocated $1 billion to increase access to housing for tourism workers over the next 5 years. Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett told the House of Representatives on Tuesday that results of a survey conducted among tourism workers revealed that 85% of them do not own a home. He says discussions were held between the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, and the Housing Agency of Jamaica to make this project a reality.
When we did the research, we found, Mr. Speaker, that more than 88% of the workers in the industry cannot even access NHT housing solutions. We have put $1 billion over the next 5 years to assist tourism workers to enable them to access different types of solutions through the Housing Agency of Jamaica.
Minister Bartlett was making his contribution to the sectoral debate. He says the TEF will provide nearly $171 million this financial year to support the first phase of the implementation of the housing project for tourism workers. Minister Bartlett also announced that the highly anticipated pension scheme for tourism workers is expected to become a reality by this year. He told the House of Representatives that the scheme will ensure that each worker gets a pension of at least 200,000 Jamaican dollars.
The tourism pension plan, Mr. Speaker, is very much on track. And I'm pleased to say, Mr. Speaker, that the CPC has given us the draft now. So we are ready, hopefully, to come to Parliament with the bill in the middle of the year or so. And hopefully by October, we will have this revolutionary tourism pension plan for the people of this great industry.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. The Financial Services Commission, FSC, will have oversight of the pension scheme. Meanwhile, the government has announced plans to spend over $1 billion on the National Service Corps program this year. State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, told the House of Representatives on Tuesday that the success of the program so far spurred the increase in funding.
This year, it is budgeted that we will put, from the Heart Trust NTA, $800 million in the National Service Corps program. And from the World Bank, a further $390 million. Which means this year, through that program, we're going to be spending $1.2 billion on the young people of this country.
Minister Green was making his contribution to the sectoral debate. He says $200 million was spent on the program last year, and the increased funding demonstrates the government's seriousness about ending youth unemployment in Jamaica. And the first transitional living facility is set to open on Lady Musgrave Road in St. Andrew in June. Minister Green told the House of Representatives that the facility will house some 40 females who have exited state care and have nowhere else to go.
But we're not stopping there. Work will commence at a property on Palmoral Avenue, Mona, in the first quarter of this financial year to refurbish a home that will provide us with a further 12 transitional living spaces. That the last quarter of this financial year, we will start construction in Southfield, St. Elizabeth, for another transitional home, this time to house 40 males, so that they have a space to stay when they have aged out of our system.
State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green. Funding for the facility was provided by USAID. That's it for House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.